Hare Krishna. Vasanas cannot be overcome by asanas. Asanas, which are a part of yoga, are becoming increasingly popular for their role in making the body fit and appealing. And this popularity of yoga, especially of yoga asanas, is in one way healthy because it gets people to appreciate the broad spiritual wisdom tradition from which yoga has emerged. At the same time, because people are in general bodily conscious, they want to be healthy and look good. Of course, that is not necessarily a bad desire, but if that is all that we desire, then that undercuts our potential for spiritual growth. So when people think that they are practicing yoga, when they are doing only asanas, then they miss out on the broader other aspects of yoga and the broader purpose of the yoga tradition itself. So asanas may make our body fitter and healthier, but asanas cannot free us from vasanas. Vasanas are the impure desires of the heart, and these are the desires which cause misdirection and tribulation. These vasanas, they make us direct us towards worldly things, towards things which give at best temporary pleasure, and they often give long suffering. And often when we get caught with lust or with greed or anger, then we hurt others, we hurt ourselves and we hurt others. And to become happy and to contribute to the happiness of others and to progress towards spiritual growth and liberation, we need to become free from vasanas. And that comes not by just sitting in asanas, that comes by directing our consciousness and our heart towards the Lord in the heart, towards Krishna. Only by that will we become purified. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita talks about the asanas in the 6th chapter, which is entitled Dhyan Yoga. In 6.13, he states, Samam kaya shiro grivam dharayana chalam sthiraha samprekshanasikagram swam dishascha navalokayan. So he says, Samam kaya shiro grivam. He's talking about asanas here, and he says, Samam kaya. He says, sit the body, head and the neck in a straight line. Dharayan achalam sthiraha. Do not move, sit steadily. Samprekshanasikagram swam. Look at the tip of the nose. Dishascha navalokayan. And do not look anywhere else. Now this is all good, but this is preliminary. And after that, what happens? Then he says, in this way, this is the setting for eventually clean, for purifying the mind. So what does he say after that? Prashantatma vigatabhir brahmachari vratesitaha manasayamyamachitto yuktasita matparaha. That when one becomes peaceful, prashantatma. So one has to cultivate peace. One has to become free from fear. Vigatabhir brahmachari vratesitaha. Give up lust and become situated in brahmacharya. Manasayamyamachitto. And with controlling the mind, fix the consciousness on him, on Krishna. And then yukta sita matparaha. And make me your object of meditation. And then what happens? Yunjanevam sadatmanam yogi niyatamanasaha shantin nirvana paramam matsamstham adigachati. So injanevam sadatmanam, when one practices yoga in this way for a sustained period of time, then yogi niyatamanasaha, the mind becomes disciplined. And then yunjanevam sadatmanam yogi niyatamanasaha shantim nirvana paramam, one gets the supreme peace. And matsamstham adigachati, one attains Krishna's spiritual nature. Oh, that is attained when we become free from vasanas. And that freedom from vasanas comes not just by asanas, but by directing the heart towards Krishna. So, whether we are able to sit in asanas or not, we can always try to fix our mind on Krishna through the practice of bhakti yoga, through chanting His holy names, through taking darshan of His deities, through hearing His message in the Bhagavad Gita. And this way, we can achieve the ultimate purpose of the asanas and the whole process of yoga, that is, liberation from material existence and attainment of everlasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.